If I were to ask you who you are, what would your response be? Initially, you might start out by obviously saying your name. If you're in a formal setting, you might give me your full name. If we're more in a friendly bar, school-esque setting, you might say, hey, my name's Joe, right? If your name's Joe, my name's Joe. So you're obviously just going to say your first name. No need to, you know, oh, my name's Joe Bartolozzi. Nice to meet you. That'd be weird. But outside of that, you're probably going to mention maybe how you grew up, where you're from, your favorite sports team, what movies you like, your favorite musicians, what you want to be when you grow up, certain things that signify and give you a uniqueness that separates you from other people the person you're talking to have met. But you're not actually answering the question. When I ask, who are you, and you give me your favorite movie, where you're from, your name, none of those things are actually you. You're just answering that in a way to give me a sort of, you know, slot in my own brain of shelves to put a face to a name, right? So I remember you. You're making me remember you. You're not actually letting me know who you are on a deep level, what you believe, who you are as a conscious being orbiting this planet. You're just saying, hey, my name's Joe. I really like Superbad. That's my favorite film, blah, blah, blah. And it's supposed to make me remember you and spark some sort of stupid fucking taxi-esque weather conversation. I'm going to be all over the place with this video, but I just kind of want to open up by saying that I don't know who I am. I'm not saying I don't know what I want to be. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know who I am. All I know is that I'm a thinking thing. And that's such a stupid philosophical saying that people are going to kind of repeat into the fucking dirt. It's beating a dead horse. But I truly cannot recognize myself in a mirror at times. Not necessarily because I'm dissociating every time I look at myself, but when I look at myself in the mirror, I'm just a body. I'm just somebody that thinks. I'm a thing that thinks, and that's all I am. My name, you know me watching this video as Joe Bartolozzi, right? I don't know what your name is watching this because there's probably a few thousand, 10,000 people watching this. I don't know who the fuck you are. And if I were to ask you that, you would answer with the prompts that I already said in the beginning of the video. You wouldn't actually be able to tell me who you are. I can't even tell you who I am because on a genuinely deep level, the inner you, past the inner monologue, past the person that you show to the other people, is so distorted and rare to see that you never even get to meet and understand that version of yourself. I have no idea if that makes sense. The way I'm going to try and explain this a little bit better is by using a Japanese saying that you may have heard in school in a literature class or something of those sorts. The first face you show is to the world. You have three faces, right? The first face you show is to the world in everyday life, right? The people that you meet in school, the people that you see at work, the people you see in sports or at a bar or just walking by on the street. The second face you show to your close friends and your family. And the third face, the truest reflection of yourself, you never show to anybody but yourself. But even then, right, I'll agree with that saying, the three-face theory. But even then, the one that you show to yourself is so rare to see. It's so deep, and you can't even bring it out to yourself to recognize it. I have no idea if this will be relatable. This might be the dumbest fucking yap I have ever had in my entire life. But there are times where I'm just sitting there and it's this weird realization. It's the it's like a disassociation. Once I dissociate, that's me. Once I sit there and I forget who I am, and I've removed all of these physical attributes of myself. I forget my name. I look at myself. When I don't recognize myself in the mirror, that's me. The thing that is just thinking. I'm just a being that exists within a body that has a finite amount of time on this planet, and then I'll die, right? And I don't want to say it's that simple, but when you sit there and you can remove everything about yourself, that is you. And you can really get into like nirvana and the removal of self, and you can really like delve deep into certain religious beliefs or philosophical beliefs that people strive to remove all of these, you know, materialistic things from themselves. And I genuinely believe that that is you. When you grow up, and you're born and you're given a name. A lot of people say your name doesn't define you, and that's true, but all of the things that you experience in your life, all of these environmental factors that play a role in making you you, that you have no control over, shape the you that you are. Me being named Joe has changed my personality in ways that I can't understand because I've only been ever known as Joe. And I have to go every day in my life self-identifying myself as Joe. That's why stereotypically people always say, oh, Joe's will act this way, Derek's will act this way, Brandon's will act this way. And while all those things may not be true, being given a name that has a stereotype or a certain ideology or thing attached to it will change you as an individual. Like, I don't want to say name when you have a kid, your kid's name matters, because at the end of the day, name your kid whatever the fuck you want to name your kid. But it does, because if you name your kid something that will have a genuinely negative impact on them, like Karen, like if you name your kid Karen, I'm not going to say your kid's going to turn out to be a Karen, but they might be more likely to turn out as a Karen. That's not the main point. That's not the main point of this video. That was just me rambling now. Obviously, if you want to name your kid fucking Karen, name your kid Karen. Nobody names their kid Karen anymore. But back to my point. More realistically, that was a stupid point. Sorry. Where you're born, right, is a better example. If you're born in fucking Utah, right, the you that is born in Utah is going to be such a different you than if you were born in New York or Florida or, hell, a different country. If you're born in Vietnam, Japan, Australia, where you grew up, literally the town, the city you grew up, the school you went to, all of these things that you have no control over change the physical you that walks this earth every day. But the you that you really are, I keep saying the word you, the you that you really are, is no one. And you are just a being that is capable of thinking and has a physical impact in this materialistic world. And that's, at the end of the day, that's all you are and that's all I am, right? And some people say that that's upsetting. And obviously, feel free to disagree with me. You can explain why in the comments. But I feel like that, it makes me feel closer to the universe, knowing that all that I am is nothing. And that's such a weird thing to say, but it's true. When I have this self, you know, mindset of I'm Joe Bartolozzi, I have to uphold these values of my own self, all these other things, it makes you feel detached, not from reality. It makes you more ingrained in the physical reality, but it makes you more detached from everybody and everything around you. If you're able to just be fluid and live your life as an open being that is just absorbing input and then outputting information back, then life becomes so much easier. But that you rarely see, right? You're never really going to interact with that version of you, because there's never going to be a back and forth conversation the way you have it in your own brain, right? It's just going to be this weird feeling of like, ooh, who am I, right? It's like a disassociation. The you on the daily basis is the you that you have, you know, an effect over. And I think that you on a genuine level matters more, because that's the you that you're going to see basically 99% of your life. But even that you is not concrete. That you changes on a daily basis, on a yearly basis, on a decade basis. If you were to ask your parents if they were able to relate to the 20-year-old version of themselves, they would likely scoff at you and say, no fucking shot. Now, there are some people that would say, yeah, I'm the same exact person I was 20 years ago. To that, I would say that motherfucker hasn't had any self-growth whatsoever, because the self-growing process never fucking changes. And that's not a diss. I'm just saying, if you are 60 years old and you can perfectly relate to 20-year-old self, your 20-year-old self, I feel like that's an issue. Thinking of people and how they perceive you is such a weird experience, especially in the job career that I'm in, because I've been on social media since I was in high school, right? I was 17, and it was, you know, January of 2020 is generally when I, you know, started social media. But I never really grew a platform until, you know, year and a half later, blah, 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 down the line. Here we are today. But if you look back at my older videos, right, on TikTok or on YouTube or even my old streams, you can see how I've changed, right? Not only in my mannerisms or how I speak, but also my thoughts, how I you know, portray myself to my audience, because I've grown and people have witnessed that, right? From me going from, you know, a young, naive, narcissistic teenager to now I just turned 23, you know, a week ago, and, you know, here I am. And it's such a weird experience because, I mean, you could relate to this on a genuine level as well. When you meet somebody in public, for me, it would be somebody that I don't know. For you, it might be somebody that you haven't seen in years. You don't know what version of you they see and what version of you they have in their own mind, right? And when you live your life on a day-to-day basis, think about the 1,000 people you know. Each of them has a different view of you as a person and as an individual. And it's such a weird experience when somebody recognizes me in public because I have no idea what version of me they think I am. Not that I'm acting differently on different platforms or whatever, but, you know, TikTok, I'm a very exaggerated version of myself. I'm just screaming and it's stupid fucking videos, right? But some people, that's all they know me as. And that's all they'll ever know me as. And when they see me in public, they go, it's the angry TikTok beanie guy, right? And they don't know anything about me. Then when somebody sees me on, you know, the side of the road and they're like, hey, Joe, I watch your YouTube videos, I end up knowing that while they may not know what I believe philosophically or religiously or whatever of those, you know, sorts, I, in a non-parasocial way, recognize that that individual knows me on a more deep level than someone that says they know me on TikTok, because they're seeing less of me. They're seeing an older version of me. And it's so weird to think that people that I've never even had interactions with or even had interactions with in, you know, in your case or even mine, that the version that they see of me is not the current me that exists. And it annoys me because I am very sound, not necessarily like, oh, I found the way or anything, but I'm more proud of who I am now and the growth that I've had than when I was making cringy, stupid TikTok videos. So when somebody sees me as that individual, or they're already all like off the ground, mad or don't like me and they think my content's stupid, like I've had people tell me they think I need to kill myself or they want to kill me or something like that. Like, and it's just like, dude, you don't even know me, right? And even if, you know, you've had a bad experience with you or somebody that you don't like, right? Say you had beef with somebody in high school and now you're 26 and you see that person again. They're going to imagine you as that same individual. And I advise you, when you go throughout your life and you see people that you haven't seen in years, to not automatically assume that that person is the same dickhead Frank they were in, you know, sophomore year in high school or something like those. I'm getting really off topic here. Back to what I was saying. The different versions of me existing also make me feel a little bit better about death. The reason being goes back to, you know, something Marcus Aurelius said. I want to do an entire video on Marcus Aurelius and meditations and, you know, his own diaries. It's a very fascinating thing. Read the book if you haven't. I'm still finishing it. But you basically read the, you know, private diary of a Roman emperor thousands of years ago that never thought that anybody would see, you know, what he wrote down today. But he basically goes into stoicism and the idea of death and that there only is one version of you that dies, and that is the present existent you that is dying in that moment. You're losing an individual moment. You're only losing the present. And when you start thinking about it, you end up realizing that when you end up dying, right, because at one day we will all die, or at some point we will all die, the only person that's dying and will have to confront death is the exact person that is dying in that moment, that version of you. The version of me that's speaking right now, the one that you're watching, is already dead. Obviously, I hope the physical Joe Bartolozzi is still alive by the time this is uploaded, but the version of me that is recording this will no longer exist. I will cease to exist 10 minutes after I'm done recording this video. Now, obviously, the me that exists 10 minutes from now will be almost identical to the me that is existent right now. But 10 days, 10 years down the line, I look back at this, right? And I'll watch this video and I won't relate to this me at all. I might agree with some of the things that I'm foundationally saying, but I will look back at this and I won't even recognize myself. Similarly to when I watch my own videos, my old videos, I've watched cringy old videos of myself that I've made, you know, 4 years ago. And it's such a weird experience. You guys may relate to this when you have like a memory pop up from your camera roll from 2020 or something, and you see yourself and you entirely forgot about that memory and you're like, wow, that's me. But it's not, right? The only you that exists is the present you. The past you is dead and the future you doesn't exist. The only you that will ever experience death is the present you at the moment that you die. Boom. While I do believe the true self is nothingness and just a thinking thing, and that's all I think we all are, the physical you that exists and the me that is talking right now still is a part of me, right? I don't want to entirely discredit that self because that is the me that's going to live the majority of my life. But when I'm nearing death, right, I think that other me will start to show its own face. I think that other me that is more connected to the universe, but less, more connected to the universe, less attached to my physical self will exist in that moment. I don't know if that makes sense. It's really hard to convey like philosophical thoughts that I experience in my own mind to words that are understandable because a lot of it is feeling based and it's hard to convey emotions in words. I ask myself this all the time. This is the last thing I'll say. I ask myself all the time why people watch me. And I understand that I'm funny in certain aspects. I think I'm good at riffing. You know, I'm reactively funny. I think I can watch something and make a joke about it that a lot of people may find funny, a lot of people may not. But it's so, I never even knew that there was an audience that wanted to see me talk about this, right? I don't know how well this video will do. I don't really give a shit, right? Because this is more for me and the people that want to see it. If it gets 5 views, I don't really give a shit, right? This is just a ramble rant that I wanted to, you know, do for you guys. But I don't know how to describe it. When I upload these videos and they get views, I'm like fucking astonished that there's even this amount of people that have the same struggles with me. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel better that I'm not the only one that is struggling with self-identity, struggling with a day-to-day basis of recognizing the me that exists and the me that I have to put forth to people. And I think I've gotten better at it over the years. A lot of people say that I've obviously grown and they've seen that themselves watching me over the last few years. And I'm glad about that. But it's a never-ending struggle. You will never figure out the definitive you. You'll be at peace knowing that the you that exists will forever change and knowing that the you that exists will never be fully known. Wow. There it is. Okay, that was really fucking hard to say. But I think this rant went over what I wanted it to. I'll probably get into more philosophical terms in some future videos. I have like 10, 20 rants that I wanted to do. I just started typing random stuff. This was just one I wanted to record before I started streaming one random day. But if you have any videos that you want me to, you know, make or ramble about specific topics, whatever they may be philosophically, comment down below. Outside of that, appreciate y'all. And I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a, you know, easier time understanding who you are. And I will fucking catch you guys in the next one.